I'm George Weber on 77 WABC. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
News. Opinion. Passion. 77 WABC. And now, Morning Drive continues on the John Gambling Show.
It's 77 WABC. It's Mark Simone here for John Gambling. John will be back on Monday. Well, what a hour we have here with us this morning. The Tiger Woods of trivia, the Jeopardy champion, Ken Jennings. He's got an excellent new book called Brainiac out, and he'll be appearing at the Barnes & Noble in Union Square tonight, 7 o'clock, if you want to meet Ken Jennings and hear him speak. 7 o'clock tonight at the Barnes & Noble. Before we, maybe we'll play around in a moment. Before we do that, this is George Weber, of course, our anchor. And Ken, I never thought I'd ever be saying this. Ken Jennings, this is Flipper.
Hi, Flipper.
Nice to meet you, Ken. How are you?
Doing well.
Now, you might think you're an expert on things, but wait till you get a load of Flipper.
Well,
in
when
action.
I met Ken, I said, congratulations on being smart. So, you know, right. He has that gift.
But remember the other day when we were trying to figure out the where West Virginia was? And what did it take you, like four or 5 minutes on that answer?
Because I'm pretending that I'm looking at a map. So I said, down and to whatever.
Well, it would be down if you were looking at a map.
Right,
here.
Right.
So, now, Ken Jennings, when you went on Jeopardy, and I guess as a trivia expert, this is like, playing in the Masters, but you never, ever could have imagined winning this all those days in a row. How many was it, 74 in a row?
74 in a row. Yeah, people would tell me, oh, I'm sure you're going to do well, you know, and I would just think that all over America, the people I was going to play against, you know, their wives and families were telling them, oh, you're going to do really well. You know, they're all the trivia nerds of their little clubs or whatever. So I was pretty sure I was going to lose my first game. And in Brainiac, I tell the story of how I very nearly did, you know. One question goes the other way, and I'm a zero-game Jeopardy champion.
But, you know, sometimes you're like Roger Maris, and there's also Mickey Mantle right on your tail. And,
right.
And sometimes you're like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer is just as good at the same time. But you're like Tiger Woods where you're out there all alone. There's like nobody up on your level.
It is sort of a long streak. I don't know how long it's going to take for somebody to match it. Is it going to be like DiMaggio in the last 50 years? I don't know.
I think you're going to be like DiMaggio. I think nobody's going to – I mean, no one's ever come close before, have they?
Well, Jeopardy just lifted a five-game limit. After five games, they used to just kick you off, give you a Porsche, send you home.
Oh.
But now you can play as long as you want. And I think since me, there's been a guy go to 17 games. So, you know, you got people getting up there. But 74, it's going to take a lot. You know, it took quite a few lucky breaks to get me there. So I don't know.
Now, I love this book. It's called Brainiac, Adventures in the Curious, Competitive, Compulsive World of Trivia Buffs. I've started reading it. It's not just a book of trivia. It's got a lot to say. But for people listening, you know, you might want to read this book. Because explain how this trivia, this expertise can help you in everything you do.
Yeah, like I sort of hope that's one thing the book gets across. It's like a manifesto, you know. Trivia is not just for nerds. It's not just if you're going to want to win millions of dollars on a game show. Like, it's for daily life, you know. You're meeting somebody for the first time. They're flattered when somebody knows something about their hometown or their hobby or their job or whatever. Like, little bits of trivia, those are like the social, you know, grease that keeps society together, you know.
And for people, you know, some people have to be prepared for everything. It takes them an hour to get ready for this. You know, even a radio show, some people spend hours preparing it. And there are other people. I was talking to Larry King the other day, who's the same way as me. He just doesn't want to be overly prepared.
Right.
Flipper will attest to this. Careful not to over-prepare. But it's good in a way because you always have a body of knowledge to turn to. And you kind of become like an emergency room doctor where you've got it all stored up in your head and you just wait to see what's thrown at you and you know you can handle it.
Yeah, it's going to come up sometime, you know. Like you become the guy at work that everyone just goes to immediately. Hey, I need to know, you know, how does this song lyric go, or what's the name of this actor, what day did this happen? You know, you're a public service.
So if there had been no Jeopardy program, where do you think you would have put all this knowledge to use?
Well, I sort of tell the story in the book of not being very proud of being a trivia know-it-all. You know, you go into high school and you realize not everybody's like this, and B, most people think it's pretty lame. So you tend to keep it under your hat. So I was like in the trivia closet for a long time. So if not for Jeopardy outing me, you know, I think I would have been, you know, lived a very quiet, non-trivial life.
So were the kids back in school pushing you around who now that you're the big famous Ken Jennings, all of a sudden want to be friends?
I went to school in South Korea, you know, so it's not like it was sort of a international private school, so pretty much everybody there was like a trivia nerd of one kind or another. For one thing, like, there's only one American TV channel in Korea, so everybody after school watched Jeopardy. So, you know, as I say in Brainiac, it was like a school for prepubescent game show geeks. You know, everybody would be talking about Jeopardy on the playground the next day. You know, oh, did you see that guy? He bet too much on the Daily Double.
So this school, probably not a lot of football championships won there.
Right. A lot fewer football trophies than Jeopardy wins. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's interesting. You know, now I thought we'd play a round of trivia. Now, this is, I've actually played golf with Tiger Woods, believe it or not.
How'd you do?
Well, I think it's going to be very similar to this. But just so I have a chance, we've put Flipper into the mix. Now,
yeah, we have our little horns to buzz in, and Ken has a bell. Because
yeah, now let's let our listeners know the distinctive sounds that each of these devices make.
Let me use
Flipper, you go
mine.
First. Yeah.
You got to do something about that cough.
All right.
How come I get the wimpy little one?
I gave it to you.
I think mine's wimpy.
All right, that was Mark.
Well, now, Ken, you're the bell. So the big horn is Flipper, little horn.
Now, at any point, would you like to trade up your musical devices?
I'm okay with the bell.
All right. Now, we have several categories. Do we have some Jeopardy music, Justin? Okay. All right, our categories today are geography.
North Dakota.
Sorry, what is North Dakota?
Oh, what is North Dakota?
That's absolutely
that's
right.
That's negative 100.
Now, Jill, were you aware that you have to answer with a question?
No, now I am. Okay.
Yeah. Who is, what is,
I don't know
is,
who is what, or what is.
Well, you're... All right.
Talk about a trivia expert. We've got the one person who's never seen Jeopardy.
Geography, sports, entertainment, animals, and odds and ends, which is just kind of a potpourri of various things.
Right.
And keep in mind, we don't have a whole lot of questions here, so we may run out. There's no dollar figure on this whatsoever, but...
You'll win a case of satisfaction.
All right.
Can you say easy or hard, or you just go... You just say...
No, I just go right ahead
okay.
with the question. All right. Again, geography, sports, entertainment, animals, or odds and ends. Ken?
I don't know. Entertainment.
Entertainment it is. All right. A Boy's Life was the original title of this 1980...
Why didn't you ask the question
what
yet?
Is E.T.?
That's absolutely correct.
How did he do that?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Huh.
I paid George off. I got the answer.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Now, you keep going, right?
Yeah, sure. Geography.
Right.
Geography.
Oh, that was impressive.
I don't know the Jeopardy rules, apparently.
All right, geography. I'm going down the list here of geography, and let's see. Okay, here's one. In the 1920s, a sports writer for the Morning Telegraph named John Fitzgerald overheard Stable Hands in New Orleans.
What is the Big Apple?
That's impossible. Wait a minute.
Refer to New York City racetracks as this. He even named a column after the phrase. Later, jazz musicians adopted the term to describe this major
Not
American city.
Not fair. We
city.
Need easier questions.
Wait a minute. You would be burned at the stake for witchcraft. Jesus.
I got x-ray vision.
All right. Would you like to take another category or stick with the one you're in right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Geography.
Ugh.
Geography.
Just for you, Flipper.
Oh, I hate geography.
Well, now, I can honk my horn anytime if I think I know the answer, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We don't hear it, though.
Oh, all right. Brooklyn has one. So does the Bronx.
That was me first.
Yes, go ahead.
Brooklyn has...
Wait, a question?
What is a traffic light?
Nope.
No. So sorry.
What is a zoo?
Brooklyn has one. So does the Bronx, Staten Island, and Queens. But Manhattan doesn't have this popularly named street found in the downtowns of many towns, small and large.
What is Main Street?
That is absolutely correct.
He's not even from New York anymore.
It got easier at the end. That wasn't fair.
Right. New category.
Yeah, okay. What do you want? You request something.
Do odds and ends.
Odds and ends. For Flipper.
All right. Ooh, okay. Odds and ends it is. If you have this phobia, you would probably call in sick to work often.
God, it just escaped me.
All right, don't hurt yourself.
Wait.
Go slow now.
Wait, I have time, right?
You're bluffing. Can you bluff on Jeopardy?
Alex doesn't take kindly to bluffing. It's not like the World Championship of Poker.
Right.
What's the thing that you think you're sick all the time?
It ends with the word. It ends with the phrase phobia. The word
they
phobia.
All end with phobia.
That's absolutely correct. I'm just helping her out. You might even just skip going to the office altogether. Again, if you have this phobia, you would probably call in sick to work often. You might even just skip going to the office altogether.
I forgot.
Agoraphobia. What is agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia is absolutely correct.
Oh, wow. Looks like you're going outside.
Whoa. That's a misleading question.
Misleading?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, agoraphobia is usually fear of outdoors, open spaces, not so much an office.
Well, this is what the books are telling me.
Oh, all right.
All right, would you like to pick a category for Ken? We have geography, sports, entertainment, or odds and ends. Since you're not going to be
entertainment.
Entertainment. All right, let's see.
Was it 3-0 now?
Yeah, well, you haven't gotten anything right.
I found the studio, didn't I?
Okay. Here's one. This is, I guess, in the category of entertainment. All right. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
The lovable marine mammal was the star of this 19th... Yes, Jill?
I was first.
Flipper.
Flipper is absolutely...
Yes!
Good.
Hey, well done.
Very good. The star of this 1960s TV show, of which he was the star.
Thank you very much, Ken. I would like to pick the category now. I'll stick with entertainment.
I don't know if we have another. Well, yeah, okay. This is one. The broadcast license most radio DJs and control room operators were required to have prior to 1980. Yes, Mark.
What is a third-class license?
That's absolutely right.
Hey, now, very nice.
Very nice. A third-class operator's permit is what that is.
Now, obviously, I should have disqualified myself there.
Yeah, because, we had to give a couple of easy ones so two of our other contestants could actually win this thing.
I think it's fair.
Talk about affirmative action in these questions to help me out.
We don't need help. Look, we're right on the board with them.
Yeah, the only one you got was the flipper question.
All right. Any category, Mark?
Entertainment.
No, see, we're running out of entertainment.
Odds and ends. Well, just any question.
Except geography.
Geography.
All right. All right. Well, this is kind of an interesting one, I thought. He lived and died as Michael, but he used another first name because he thought it had a more prominent sound to it. While working on his dissertation for his doctoral degree at Boston University, he heavily plagiarized from another author, and he was under FBI investigation in the 1960s on suspicion he was linked to communist.
Mm.
What is Jimmy Hoffa?
No.
Oh.
It's not Ted Kennedy, is it? Who was in...
Became a big civil rights leader.
Mike.
Who is Martin Luther King?
Really?
Michael. Wow. I didn't know that. Do you know his name was Michael? I didn't know that.
Send that to Drew Beck.
In fact, went to his deathbed actually as Michael.
You got Ken Jennings to say it. I didn't know that.
He stumped him.
See, look how radio teaches us.
Wow.
We have to take a quick break. Maybe we'll have some more questions in a moment.
Oh, I think we've run out.
It was just getting good.
You know, there's only so much preparation you can put into this show. My God, Jeopardy has a staff of hundreds.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll have the listeners ask the questions. If you have a question you want to try and stump us with, 1-800-848-WABC is the number. Ken Jennings' new book is called Brainiac. Excellent book. And he'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Union Square tonight at 7 o'clock. And we'll be back just in a moment on the John Gambling Show on 77 WABC.